That is the sound of a musical piece composed for flute and percussion soloists. It is called The Stone Tapestry, and the composer is Jeff Harriet. It was to have been performed tonight in Ashland, featuring Left Edge Percussion in concert with Caballito Negro. Caballito Negro is a duo with Tessa Brinkman on flute and Terry Longshore on percussion. He's also a member of Left Edge Percussion and on the music faculty at Southern Oregon University, so kind of an in-the-house kind of a concert here, which will have to be postponed, as with so many other things. But Tessa Brinkman and Terry Longshore join me in the studio once again. Good to have you back here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Nice to be back. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
So sorry to hear about the event being put off, which actually is the question I leave at the top of all of my first hour discussions now, because so much has been happening like that.
Yeah, for sure. It's the first interview I've ever done where a concert's not going to happen, at least for a while. But we felt it was important to come in because it's such a beautiful piece, and it's a reminder of, you know, what we really love to do and what we really want audiences to hear, which is this epic piece that really offers something, I think, very deep and comforting in a very strange time.
Okay, so it sort of is appropriate, you're saying, for the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about, for the people who haven't heard you on your previous visits, what's the history of you guys as Caballito Negro?
Well, we've been a duo since 2007. We initially met performing Berrio's folk songs here in Ashland back in
2001.
Tessa was living
in counting.
Tessa was living in Portland at the time and came down to play on that concert. And we first met there and started talking about collaborating in the future. And then that finally transpired in about 2007. We started planning some duo concerts together. And then Tessa joined me on a show at OSF on the Clay Cart. We performed live music there along with Ed Dunsavage. And Tessa and her husband moved here then, shortly after that. And they've been here ever since, and we've been playing together as a duo since then.
So Caballito Negro, flute and percussion, Tessa on flute and Terry on percussion, and then Left Edge Percussion is also something you're involved with.
Yeah, I'm the artistic director of that group. They are this year a percussion quintet without me or a sextet with me, and they are all graduate students in our Master of Music and Performance program here.
So talk about the story of the piece, The Stone Tapestry. What is it saying? What's going on in The Stone Tapestry?
Well, as Jeff puts it, it's a collection of interwoven myths about origins, life cycles, and the pace and significance of change. So it's a modern piece that includes Tessa plays four flutes: contrabass, bass, alto, and regular flute, and I play quite a bit of percussion, and then there's a percussion quartet also on the piece. The Left Edge Percussion fills that role, and they have a myriad of instruments that they play, and then there's also pre-recorded and live electronic sound processing in the piece, as well as video, kind of a video set design included with the piece. So it's very modern, but it also feels very ancient at the same time. And it's about the life cycle of stones, basically, and how they transpire through time, how they change over time. And so the piece has a very significant kind of weight to it, I think, in times like this, that, you know, there are a lot of things on this earth that are much older than we are and are going to be here a lot longer than we are. And for that reason, I think it's an interesting experience to kind of be surrounded by this all-encompassing musical and video experience.
Yeah, one of the things I love about it too is that percussion use water as part of the soundscape. You've got, you know, stones dropping into water that's being amplified. It's a very delicate as well as, busy and very sparse landscape.
But I get, as we talk about the life cycle of a stone, your reference to the idea that this is a good time in history for us to hear a piece like this, because it reminds us that a lot of things are temporary, including us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also that, you know, the relationship to our environment, you know, a lot of cultures around the world have traditionally always regarded stones or the earth as a person or a spiritual entity. The stone people, you know, there's all kinds of stories from, you know, time immemorial about that. And I think Jeff touches on that in his composition, absolutely, you know, the sort of spiritual relationship. Well, I think we need that more than ever.
What can you tell us about Jeff Harriott, the composer of the Stone Tapestry?
Well, Jeff's a composer on the faculty at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, and a very interesting composer, and obviously teaches composition at the university there as well. And I found out about Jeff through a colleague of mine, another percussionist who also teaches in Wisconsin, and was involved in a commission of another piece from Jeff and wanted to know if I'd be interested in performing the piece, and said, oh, you should check out this other piece he wrote a few years back, and said it's for flute and percussion, you know, duo as soloist with percussion quartet and electronics. And I'm like, wait a minute, this sounds right up our alley.
Well, yeah, totally. I mean, I was thinking the piece was written for you, but it really wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. And it turns out it's written for some friends of ours, folks we know, a flute and percussion duo called Due East, Greg Beyer and Aaron Lesser. And they recorded it with some other very good friends of ours, Third Coast Percussion from Chicago. So it was nice to have that small world relationship with the piece as well.
So the piece, again, is called The Stone Tapestry. It is the composition of Jeff Harriott. We're talking about it with Tessa Brinkman and Terry Longshore of Caballito Negro. Terry is also part of Left Edge Percussion. And when it gets performed, you're confident it will be performed at some point?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
For sure.
So Left Edge Percussion and Caballito Negro together. You can join the conversation on the exchange here, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's marinate a little more in the piece itself. So from Stone Tapestry, this is a clip called Between the Sun and Shade, and this is about a minute of music here. From the Stone Tapestry called Between the Sun and the Shade. So what are we hearing there? I could make those chimes I'm hearing as the front instrument.
Those are nine glass bowls, actually. Cool. And then Tessa's playing on that movement contrabass flute.
Yeah.
And maybe you should tell them about the technique there.
Yeah, so you hear that thup sound. So the thup sound is actually called a tongue ram. Mm-hmm. So when you do that, you're blowing into the instrument itself. And what it does is it produces frequencies that are lower than the note that it would normally produce. So I'm playing a note with a certain fingering, and I don't change the fingering, but then I do the tongue ram, and it drops the sound like a seventh below. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. Sounds like a sort of ethereal door slam or something.
That's what I was going to ask, what the thumping sound was in the background. It sounded like footsteps or something, but I didn't hear flute in there, and that's why I was about to ask if you got a smoke break in there or something.
Yeah, no, that definitely is a flute. That's my ginormous flute that looks like the number four.
that's right. It's
the big baby.
Big piping that
the contrabass. It's pretty fun actually producing those tongue rams because it plays at a frequency that's lower than the instrument itself can play.
I wrote this down T-U-N, but you're actually saying tongue as in
tongue
in
ram.
Your mouth. Yeah, you ram your tongue.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right, it's called a tongue ram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we get to do that for a while, and it's just me and Terry playing with the electronics in the background, and it's gorgeous movement, yeah.
I had never heard of strictly flute and percussion duos until I met the two of you several years ago, and when we first had a chance to visit on the exchange. Are there more groups out there doing what you're doing? I mean, clearly, there's people writing or composing music for flute and percussion.
Yeah, there's exactly 17 of them in the world. No. it's a common, somewhat common genre, not nearly as common as a string quartet or a percussion ensemble or things of that sort, but there are, you know, lots of flute and percussion duos out there. Most of them are like us. They do a lot of different things, and a duo is also part of what they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is a common genre, and people have been writing music for that combination since the mid-20th century.
And actually, what we're really excited about is the idea of expanding that notion, so having multiple percussionists and multiple flutists play in a kind of like, you know, sort of a duo format together or different combinations. It's really wonderful actually hearing a sort of a multiplicity of those sounds that's actually kind of related to an upcoming commission that we hope to be working on.
Yeah.
I'm sure, often remarked in visits in the past about when I watch you guys work in any of your various configurations, it's hard to figure out how to keep track of the music, because it doesn't, you know, it's not like you're going with a 4/4 rock band beat or anything like that in a lot of cases. And you really have to get this stuff together in your head, and then you have to get together with the fellow performers and make sure you're all there too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of rehearsal, and, you know, that's one of the things that's always so hard about having to postpone or cancel a performance like this, is there had been quite a bit of rehearsal already that had gone into
right.
the preparation.
And we also had a tour planned as well that was canceled as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've been wondering about that particular aspect of it, you know, when I think about the actors at the Shakespeare Festival and people have been getting ready for big shows, and now they're just going to have to sit and wait for... Four to eight. We really don't know. I mean, at a minimum, 4 weeks before people get together again to do their events.
Sure.
Right. Now, there's a large economic and emotional impact of this. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But luckily, I mean, all of that work doesn't really go away. Once you've put in that time in a long-term sense, in the way that our brains process stuff, when you pick it up again, it's like it's there. But the economic impact is going to be huge for, you know, musicians and audiences.
Yeah, no question there. But interesting, though, you're right about picking up the reps when you've been away for a while. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember this. And it may come to you fresher in a different way when you pick it up again.
Yeah, it's always nice to have a second look-see, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how many recordings by Caballito Negro at this point?
Well, we have an EP recording that we put out a few years ago that has 5 pieces on it. We have some other stuff we've been working on for a future endeavor, and we have some video stuff that's out there on YouTube as well.
Speaking of video, I want to ask about the incorporation of the video elements in the Stone Tapestry by Jeff Harriott. Were you triggering things along with, you mentioned video elements and some recorded elements and stuff too.
Well, one of the brilliant things about this piece is that there are a lot of elements, but they're not all used throughout the piece, and they're... Jeff does a brilliant job of pairing together the different acoustic instruments, the electronics, the processing, and the video in ways that the piece is ever changing. So the video is designed by Anna Weisling. It's kind of a backdrop for the piece. It's meant to be projected behind the performers if possible, and is when you're seeing the video, at times it's kind of some simple imagery that's moving very slowly. At other times it's scenes from nature, and at times you're looking at the video and it's hard to tell, is that a still image or is it moving? And oh no, I see leaves moving very slightly, you know. So it has a very interesting effect that goes very well with the music. The other thing that he does is this piece is 9 movements. There are 9 movements, and it's a little over an hour long in total. But no 2 movements are the same instrumentation, or at least back-to-back. So it starts with all 6 performers, electronics, and video. And then the very next movement, the one you just played, is only the flute and percussion with electronics. And there's 1 movement that's only flute solo with electronics. There are a couple movements that are the percussion quartet alone, a couple movements where I play with the percussion quartet, but Tessa sits out. So it's a lot of change throughout the piece.
And a lot of challenge, too. So how long did you rehearse this in preparation for what was to be tonight's concert?
We started rehearsing it in January.
Okay. So not a terribly, terribly long time here. And then any idea when the concert might be rescheduled?
We're hoping sometime in the spring. You know, it just depends on when things kind of, you know, get back to live performances happening. And then, you know, at least for this concert in the music recital hall here at SOU, there will be a lot of things probably trying to be rescheduled. So we'll have to work around that calendar.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see what happens for the rescheduling of the Stone Tapestry by Jeff Harriott. It's 9 movements, a little bit more than an hour, performed by, it is intended to be performed by Caballito Negro and Left Edge Percussion. Terry Brinkman is the artistic director of Left Edge Percussion and half of the duo of Caballito Negro with Tessa Brinkman. Good to have you both back in the studio here on the Jefferson Exchange. keep your heads low, keep your hands washed, and we hope to see you back on stage in about a month or so.
Thank you so much.